May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Just trying to hear the Holy Spirit about what to talk about. For CTKers, this is not an unfamiliar word. We shared this some years ago. But it's been one of those words for me personally that I've been able to hang my hat on, that are very practical, that impact my life on a daily basis. I don't always remember the scripture, but there are times when the Holy Spirit brings me back, particularly the scripture, and reminds me again of when he taught this to me, and then just applies it to my life. Some years ago, I don't know how many years ago it was now, the Lord was just teaching me some new things about faith, and Olivia and I had sold a house, or we actually cashed in our IRA accounts, because the stock market had done really poorly, and we were investing in some houses to try to earn money that way to, we thought would be more secure. We felt like it was the Lord. The problem is if you cash in save IRAs, you have to pay a penalty. It's like 10% and kind of thing. And so one of the little houses that we bought, it was supposed to sell real quickly, and that was going to be the money we use to pay the taxes that were going to come around like 9 months later. Well, when the 9 months later came around, that wasn't working out real well. And we discovered we owed like $42,000. Well, that's like $42 million as far as we were concerned. And we didn't have $42,000. And in the same process, we were teaching a lot of things about faith here and learning some things that faith was substance. So that's what it says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that when you see something, when God says something, it exists, even if it doesn't exist in this realm yet. And it's substance. If you don't have substance, you don't have faith. It doesn't mean you may have it yet here, but you got to have it in your heart as the most real thing in the world. Faith is substance. And I've told this story, CTKers, and before, but Scott Howard, myself, Father Scott Howard, we had to go to New York to a missions conference and with some Africans, so we spent some time with African bishops. And when we flew up there, we were in the longest plane in the history of the world, and we were in the very back. And we got off the plane, it was a 767, they're really long planes. We got off the plane, and we get to where the luggage is. My luggage doesn't show up, and neither does Scott's. And so we're thinking, okay, we're going to New York, now our luggage is not here. And the Lord Holy Spirit began to say, I'm trying to teach you some things by faith. So I'm thinking, he's teaching me that, okay, it's just keep waiting because it's coming. I can't see it, but it's coming. But the light goes on, you know, and it's gone. And so we're headed to the office to tell them in American Airlines that they've lost our luggage. And then Father Scott yells at me, Bishop, come here. And there was a bunch of luggage that had come out that they had stacked over in the corner because it took us like 40 minutes to get off the plane because it's like 12 blocks long. So our luggage, the truth of it, our luggage was always there. And that's what he was trying to show me. He said, Chuck, I'm trying to teach you that in faith, that which I've promised already exists. You just can't see it. You're not waiting for it to come. It's already existing. You just can't see it yet. And so we were moving towards this deadline where we were going to have to pay a pretty bad penalty if we didn't have the money to pay. But God was doing some good things to me, teaching some things. And it was through a conversation with Bill Jones, I actually realized that he reminded me of something, and the money had been there all along. I just didn't realize it. We were able to get through that. But what the word God gave me that set me free was from the scripture. In this scripture, these are the first disciples that followed Jesus. All these disciples are John the Baptist's disciples. And these disciples are hanging out with John, and then John's prophesying about the coming Messiah. When the Pharisees come and question him if he was the one, he said, no, I'm not the one. And the very next day, Jesus shows up and he declares, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And he baptized him. And the Holy Spirit comes and stays on him, remains on him. And then the next day, Jesus is walking by again and John proclaims for the second time, behold, the Lamb of God. And two of his disciples, having heard John say that, sort of splinter off and begin to follow Jesus. One of them is Peter's brother. Now, those are the first two disciples. And so in sequence, the Holy Spirit doesn't waste anything. And so in sequence in Scripture, he's going to teach them something that I think, because he does it the way he does it, it's the first thing, one of the first things that a disciple is going to have to learn. As they're following Jesus, Jesus turns around and says, "What do you seek?" And they said to him, "Lord, where are you going? Where are you staying?" They actually said, "Where are we going?" And Jesus didn't tell them where he was going. He simply said to them, "Come and see." And they did, and it says they came and they saw where he was staying. And during that season of my life, the Lord said, "Chuck, you want to see so that you can come with peace and joy and faith in your heart. If you can see how it's going to work out, everything's okay." He says, "But I'm inviting you just to come. Just follow me by faith. Because most of your life is going to be following me into things that you don't really understand and you can't see how it's all going to work out yet, or how it's going to happen. But come by faith, and then you'll see. Don't demand to see first, then you'll live by faith." Because that's not living by faith at all. Lost people live that way. And that was one of the most important things I've ever learned. And the Lord often reminds me of that scripture and that principle, "Chuck, just come and see." Instead of sitting around and being anxious and trying to figure out how it's going to work out so that I can be okay about following. And I know that none of you have ever done this before. But just in case you ever do this, there's a better way to live the Christian life. It's a lot more fun. Jesus says he's going to take you into a situation, or if there's something going on in your life and you can't figure out how it's going to work out, he's not obligated to tell you how it's going to work out. You just need to understand who you're following. That's his business. Your business is to live by faith, not by sight. And Jesus says, "Just come, you'll see. You'll see how I'm going to do it all. You'll see when you get there that I worked it out just right. You'll see I'm going to be faithful. I'm always faithful. But don't see so you can come. Come, and then you get to see." And that's true in almost in everything in our Christian life. Amen?
Amen.
So the Lord just encouraged me again in that word. I thought, well, this would be an encouraging word for some of you, for all of us. It's just one of those, again, think about it in terms of that was the first lesson he taught his first disciples. If you're going to follow me, you've got to learn to come without seeing. But when it's all done, you'll see. You'll see how I did it. You'll see how I'm doing it. But don't wait to see to come in your heart by faith. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.